您现在听到的是精简版的 Roundtable 节目，想收听并下载一小时完整节目，可以打开网站 CRIEZFM.com， 点击 Roundtable。Podcast 用户可以搜索圆桌会议。
How do you greet others? Kiss them on the cheek, hugging, or maybe just pat them on the arm? It can't go wrong with a handshake, according to Oxford University's Touchability Index. 你通常是怎么打招呼的？一个拥抱还是轻轻拍一拍肩膀？根据牛津大学的触摸指数，握手是最保险的问候方式。那么人的身体的哪些部分可以碰，哪些不可以呢？作为朋友来说的话。 Okay, so guys, I am blushing. What is this touchability index?
Well, Oxford University scientists have created a series of body maps that show just where we are comfortable to be touched. The touchability index shows how comfortable males and females are with being touched on various parts of the body.With yellow being the most comfortable and black the least. It shows the variation by different people, ranging from partners, relatives, and complete strangers. So basically, which part of your body can be touched by your partners, which part of your body cannot be touched by complete strangers.
What it seems to come down to is that women think it's okay to have their hand touched, you know, in other words, shaking hands.Men, that by a man, that is. So women are happy to have their hand touched by a man, like when they're shaking hands. Men, it seems, are happy to have any old strange woman touch them anywhere.
As long as is female.
Yeah. Really? So anywhere? There's no boundaries for guys? Really?
A stranger woman. Not necessarily
one that you know well.
So
any woman can touch any man anywhere. That's what the men say. And it's more or less the complete opposite.
Good job, Oxford University scientists.
So as long as you are a female stranger, there's no boundaries of where not to touch to a guy. But when it's the man's mom or relative or people they know, they're...Are boundaries, is it what you say?
Yeah.
Well, it's not what we're saying, it's what the survey's saying. They must have had great fun in the Oxford University bar doing this research, mustn't they?
You know, Sounds a bit naughty.
One night. yeah. But of course, the customs vary from country to country. I mean, I lived in Spain for 5 years and got into the habit of the double kiss. You know, they do the double kiss on the cheek in countries like Spain. The southern European countries, they do it in Italy as well.
What about in the UK?
Well, the double kiss, to some extent, has come in a little bit to the UK, but it tends to be the double air kiss. And this is ones that you especially see...in an exaggerated form when there's a new film premiere, for example, in central London, in Leicester Square. And then you'll see the actress kissing her co-star. But it's an air kiss, so the cheeks come close together on one side, then the other. But she just kisses the air, not the actual person. There's no physical contact. In fact, if you go back 300 or 400 years, we're perhaps all familiar...with the old European movies, and they show this, the dashing man and the woman, and then he goes down on one knee and takes the lady's hand. It could be like the Queen or something. And then kisses the hand. Yeah, kisses the hand. But, you know, a real gentleman would never make physical contact in that situation. Again, that was the origin of the air kiss, which is now seen among actresses. But generally in the UK...it's just a handshake. Unfortunately, the American habit of two men hugging is coming in.
Oh.
You know in all those movies where they say, oh, I love you guys, and then they all have a man hug. Unfortunately, that's coming into British society as well.
Is that too much
for you? Why would you say unfortunately?
Because it's too much for me, I think, really. I don't, you know.
What about the dear old...chest bump that you and Lu Yu conducted in front of my very eyes the other day.
Are you not a UK citizen?
Oh, did we?
Did you guys?
I'd have noticed. I don't recall him. Oh, did we? I can't remember. But the chest bump, I didn't know what it was. That's right. I'd never heard of it.
I think it's the best thing for guys.
Is that an American thing?
I don't know, because maybe. Because if you're actually embracing each other and,
yeah.
you know, hugging each other, no matter how masculine your voice is, you know, like, I love you, Bundy. Okay, okay, that's the best I can do.
That's pretty
and,
good, actually.
Calling me manly. Okay, that's not good. But anyway, so basically when two guys do that, I mean, it's just a bit much, even for my standards. But if you two just do a chest bump, it's just only an instant touch of the chest.
It's stupid. Mm-hmm. I mean, what I quite like doing, because, you know, the more I see what people do with their hands and how people don't wash their hands when they've been to the toilet, for example.
Oh,
the less I want to shake hands with anyone, to be honest. I'm quite in favour of the fist bump. You know the one?
Okay, that's really American too, right?
I think that's quite a good one. Or taking it further, perhaps slightly too far, is the old traditional Chinese one where you shake hands with yourself instead of touching the other person.
Oh, it's called zuoyi.
Oh, zuoyi.
You make a fist with you hold your hand up in front of your chest, one hand, and make a fist, and then grip it with the palm of the other hand, and then shake it.
And make sure the other person is reciprocating. Otherwise, you just look bad.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, they're supposed to do it too, are they?
Yeah.
But I think maybe that's taking it a bit too far. I'm in favour of the fist bump these days.
I'm wondering if age is an issue in this. I mean, Mark, you're obviously an old man. You can be a little bit conservative.
Excuse me.
You can be a bit conservative in this regard.
Yeah, I'm the one wearing the cardigan, aren't I, Lai Ming? Right.
How about young people in the UK? Are they more open-minded when
How
it comes to
How can you say that
people?
I haven't... No, they're more Americanized. But, I mean, I like the fist bump. That's an American thing. I think it's great. You know,
it sounds like someone is a little bit desperate to prove something.
And I'm not wearing the cardigan either.
I'm not naming names, but still. You
no,
know.
I think they would... I don't think the hug has... Well, do you know what? The hug has caught on. I do see the man hug.
Between young people?
Yeah, between people, for example, in their early to mid-20s. I do see the man hug coming in more. I think football has got a lot to do with it, possibly. I mean, you do see footballers being very demonstrative and doing a big man hug when they score a goal. That could have something to do with it.
And sometimes they take their top off. And so, excuse me.
Calm down, her young. Calm down.
The only reason why ladies watch football is...
Mm.
Well, there you go, you know, imagine that bit.
But I mean, the thing about...
We talk about touchability index, not nudity index.
Do you know, in Eastern Europe, they do the three-cheek kiss. So they do one side, then the other, then the other. I think they do that in France in some places too, the three-cheek kiss. Actually, you know, having done that for 5 years when I lived in Spain, it gets a little bit tiresome, really, especially if there are 10 visitors round at your house.
Oh.
And when they go home, you've got to, everyone has to do the cheek kissing thing, you know.
Do you have to wash your face after that?
Well, exactly, Lai Ming, you know, exactly.
And you have makeups on your face.
This is why the air kiss came in, I think, because perhaps people did have a problem with that.
Yeah,
really.
And according to this list, it looked at 5 European countries, and Britain is the least touchable country people that
Good.
Has...
No, the country of old people.
Well, you know,
no, it's
don't
a cultural
like
thing.
A touchy thing. That's just too much for British people, apparently.
Yes, I think so, probably. I mean, the fist bump is as far as it needs to go.
Really. Yeah, I guess so.